Make me remember where I came from. Make me remember what I used to do before I really said that. You know what I'm saying? It kind of brings my memory when I get mad at folks and come to church late.
Yeah.
I can get so upset about that, y'all. Not no more. Look at your neighbor and say, not no more. I used to. That used to rub me the wrong way like nobody did. These folks coming to church late, they used to get on my nerves. But it don't bother me like it used to. Because God brought through my remembrance, I used to be late to church. God told me how I used to show me how I was going necessary to take a sabbatical from church. And the pastor meet me the next Sunday when I come to church and say, Charles, you know, we need you here. And I would look at him and say, I know the pastor, but you the pastor. And he would say, God, I really need you. In a place that a lot of people you have a nation, people you have to speak to.
Yeah.
But today's text is going to be 1 Corinthians 11, 23, and 24. I want everybody to sign that. When you find something, you stand to your feet. We're going to read it together like we always do at Solomon Sports Ministry. I know you got it when I see you standing on your feet or when you're resting on your feet. And we're going to read that thing together. And I'm telling you, I got you. You know, I'm like an old computer, an old hard drive.
Okay.
That's what I'm like. You know what I'm saying? Not that I'm so intelligent or nothing like that. I'm intelligent. That ain't what I'm talking about. What I am saying is what I do when God acts, when God drops in my spirit to have me bring word, I study a whole lot of stuff. I go in and I get all kinds of stuff. And what I do, I fill up my tank. And when I come before the people, I have God to just pull out whatever you need.
Amen.
And I promise you, it'll be a red word for somebody.
Amen.
You know how they always say, if I could just reach just one person,
that's fine.
Then this message would not have been in vain.
Amen.
But I'm a little brief. I got to have at least two of y'all.
Amen.
To agree with me.
Amen.
I ain't going to bother everybody. They're going to get a little uncomfortable at times. But I promise you, no one in this church today is more uncomfortable than I am. So what I did, I got a couple things that God had to deal with me on. Everybody there, I don't see everybody sitting on their feet. That way. Oh, the scriptures, they went when 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22, 23 and 24. Just 23 and 24. This is a familiar text. Everyone has seen it before. Once again, like I said, Pastor Philip Holden, our pastor of Solomon Sports Ministry, been talking about exponential growth. God gave him a spin on it today.
Amen.
We still talking about growth. Amen.
Amen.
That's what a little spin. Everybody say growth with a little spin.
Growth with a little spin.
Just be a little bit of spin to it. Amen?
Amen.
Stand up, put up. You know what I'm talking about. There you go. Stand on up. There you go. God, I got something for you. Sometimes you, if God's coming in at 3 feet tall and you sitting down with him, you'll eat. Don't let God come through here, you know. That's 3.5 feet you missed. Come on. Sit down. Come on. Come on. Everybody got it?
Yeah.
Okay, on the count of three, we're going to read. I want everybody to read together. We're doing 23 and 24 together. You might look at this text and you might say, what do this have to do with growth? Not much. What I'm going to show you, even in this. Amen?
Amen.
1, 2, 3, read.
For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said,
We're going to do it one more time. Not that y'all wasn't good. We're going to do it one more time because it's good to get it in your spirit. I really want you to get this text in your spirit because it's going to really set the foundation for what we're about to talk about. We ain't going to cover much more than that in the Bible today, but this is enough for us to go out and change the world.
Amen.
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 I'm going to say it one more time. I want you to read again. This time, try to lean up to brothers right next to you, or whoever, somebody's cute. Everybody looks so good. I know you got the deal around for whatever reason. Now get hung up to somebody and join in. Amen. Let's kind of join the thing. Let's do it again. On the count of three, let's do it again. One, two, three.
For I have received of the Lord that which also I have delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which you were betrayed, to the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and had said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Amen. Amen. Y'all need to have a prayer. Hand clap while y'all see y'all. That was good. That was really good. Amen?
Amen.
That was wonderful. Now today I'm going to be talking about, well, let me say this first. It was this book that was written in 1962 by Dr. Thomas Cook. I see more of it that's going in his head. And the name of the book was The Structure of Scientific Revolution. Okay. You think about that for a little more, because that's right up your alley. Just think about it for a little. I know you will. A scientific revolution.
Google
that. Yeah, Google it for a little more. If you just tell Google it for a little more. He all the way in the world. With a degree from Georgia Tech. If you don't know that, he in trouble. Forgive me, Dr. Irwin. I'm sorry, I'm just cracking on one. You got to put it in a minute. Amen. But let's get back to the text. Like I said, Dr. Thomas Kuhn, or Kuhn, I think it's Kuhn, he's off. He actually introduced the term paradigm shift.
Come on.
He actually introduced the term paradigm shift to the science community in 1962, which just so happened to be a good year for me, because God decided in 1962 to push me through my mother's birth canal. Same time, not that I was a paradigm shift at all. Probably wasn't my father, but definitely wasn't my mom. Amen? But what Thomas Kuhn came up with was this paradigm shift. And for a few people that might not understand, everybody knows paradigm shift, right? Let me try to explain paradigm shift. It's pretty much just looking at something, the same thing that's going from one extreme to the other. So when you kind of look at it, it kind of looks the same, but it's a little different. Let me give you an example.
Amen.
The 8-track tape. Who knew the 8-track tape?
Oh, yeah. Of the
same thing.
Yeah.
They're going to take you back to the same thing. So what Thomas Cole was doing, he was trying to explain to the world the difference in evolution through showing a picture. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to get ready to put up a picture in a minute. I'm going to put up something I want you to take a look at. What he talked about was different things like the internet. Y'all know what the internet now done as far as the paradigm shift. It changed the way we do business. It changed the way we do marketing. It changed the way we do filing. Don't nobody, you don't go to office and want to see no whole cat lying around the wall. You don't see nobody doing the thing they used to do. Right now, everything is half right now and filing and trying to remember this, that, and the third. My mouth is real dry. The enemy don't want to deliver this thing. They're going to come out like it. It's going to come up out of it. So when you start thinking about the internet, like I said, the internet, it changed the way we do everything we do. Smartphones, everything. I was riding down the street one day, not long ago, and I was making bank transactions. Ain't no phone in here. You know that phone. And I got hurt in the process. I was hurt so bad, that I turn completely away from women. The women thought, I know y'all thought y'all was the only one that could do that. Y'all thought y'all was the only one that could really get hurt and start hating me. But I'm here to say, I'm here to tell you quick. I got hurt so bad, so now I didn't go the other way.
Coming through, but it didn't come all the way through.
So I thought the bad government is coming to get me. I had always been afraid that I was going to be a whoremonger in the church if I went to church. Now, let me tell on me. Let me tell on me. You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, let me say this. I've been putting it up on the people. Stop the proposal is not on me. I have always been a one-woman man. I have never dated two women at one time for my whole entire life. My wife moved me to the thank you all. I've always a one-woman man. But one of my biggest fears was is that God was going to call me to this position, and it was going to be women that sitting in the congregation who could say, I've been there.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it became a personal test for me.
Come on.
I coached Little League baseball for 16 years. And on my last day of having a banquet, I cried. Because if anybody ever been in the park system, you know, nobody, anybody else, that ain't nothing but a set pool for all anything you want. Especially when you're working with single women sons. I stood there and I cried because at the end of 16 years in the park system, a young man, I'm still a young man. You can imagine a few years ago, 15 years, I was a young man. I went through that whole system and never touched one woman in that home. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the problem, man. That's how my children do.
Amen.
You got to applaud that. That's all God. It was all God. It had nothing to do with me. It was all God. I don't have any problems. But God saw me through. Talk about paradigm shift.
Come on now.
Personal paradigm shift. When, after this young lady got up, I seen women completely different. Not like I was going to see them later on, but now they had no dumb food. Then I knew I had to be careful in it. Because I'd been by myself for a while. What Thomas Kuhn wanted to do, he wanted to explain paradigm shift by showing a picture. But I thought it was incredible. Put that picture for me, Mary. You don't probably seen this before. But what I see this is blowing my mind. Now you got to really look at this. While you're looking at this picture, all y'all feel duck. Or red. Can you see red?
Yeah.
What he wanted to introduce to people is this all depends on how you
see.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody ain't seen them before. You see what I'm saying? Now, listen to me now. You got to follow this close. Because if you don't, you're going to miss the whole mess. Some people see a duck. Some people see a rabbit. Same sketch. Same ink. Same drawing. But how is it that we can sit in this room and see two different things? Because it's all depending on your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
What you looking at and how you see it.
Come on.
Look at that for a minute. Because what I told him to do, what I know him to do,
Jesus.
Some people see an absolute mess.
Amen.
because of perception the world told you.
Wow.
Come on now.
That's good.
Come on. Some people see a mess. Some people see something else.
Yeah.
Come on, break it.
See, for me, I'm on my left boat of understanding.
Mm.
And it was fine for me. Nobody disturbed me. Nobody come try to conflict with what I believe. Nobody challenged me enough to get off my left boat. I stayed on my boat, okay? But here I am standing on my limited boat of understanding.
Yeah.
Refuse to see something any differently than what it was introduced to me. Now I introduced that to you as a duck. I don't care how many of you are around there, the first thing that comes to mind when you look at that, it's going to be a duck. Because that's the way it was introduced to you.
Come on now, that's good.
That thing blew my mind when I looked at it. I started looking in the mirror. Because I wanted to make sure that I was in the right place at the right time doing the right thing.
Amen.
All the time.
Amen. Come on now.
Now I'm sitting on this limited boat of understanding that I have, and can't nobody shake me from my limited boat of understanding. But then I started thinking about Peter in a limited boat.
Yeah.
Now Peter was a fisherman. So Peter wasn't tripping. The other 11 disciples that went, they weren't tripping. They used to be in on boats. But when Jesus appeared to Peter on the water, and to forsake everything you know to be the truth, and step out of the boat.
Amen. Come on
now. Yeah.
Forsake it. No matter what nobody said to you, forsake everything you know to be the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And step out. What the other 11 disciples said, no, we're good, we're going to stay right here. They know it's safe there.
Yeah.
They were used to that. It was small and cramped. It wasn't going, they weren't going to go for it, but they were used to it and they were comfortable with it. So they stayed. But Peter said, Lord God, mm-hmm. if it's something greater for me out there, bid me come. Jesus said, come on, my son. Peter stepped out of the boat, and bigger and greater things for Peter.
Amen.
For 11, they stayed in the boat. Now, let me tell you something. I am not trying to talk about small thinking people.
That's what I'm talking about.
What I am saying, though, if you're a small thinker, mm-hmm. you better not marry somebody with no ocean complex. And if you are ocean thinker, you better not marry no boat person. You better not do it. You better not do it. And let me say this too. If you are a boat thinker, you probably need to be in a boat thinking church. Because as soon as the pastor step out of the boat into the water, you're going to hate him anyway.
Jesus.
You ain't going to understand it.
Amen.
You're going to be mad and pissed off with it.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as he step out into the water,
yeah.
you're going to hate him.
Mm.
Just like some of your friends who done decided to grow conscious on their own.
Come on,
man.
That's good.
You don't want to be around them. You don't want to see them. Because you know why? Because they think a little different than you.
Yeah.
They ain't scared.
Mm.
Well, the rabbit ain't no duck.
Wow.
Come on now.
They ain't back yet.
Oh, right there.
Look at it. It's been changed. What is it like all of it on? How do you see that thing?
That's the
stuff.
Keep
the door shut. Oh, man. What I'm going to do. With all this information I have given you, I'm limiting my time. We don't have a whole lot of it. I'm going to go into the phone. And I'm going to point it back to that text that we talked about.
Come on now.
I'm going to show you in that text something you probably ain't never seen before.
Come on now.
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we all know that's a communion text.
Yeah.
going to celebrate the Passover.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
Amen.
They won't talk about the Passover. But the Passover, to my understanding, was a celebration from being in bondage in Egypt. So that's what they did it for, like celebrating ancestors and all that stuff. So when Jesus came in and started to do Passover, he made a statement. Let me just take this out. He said, take, eat. They're used to that. They don't mind a trip on that. Well, nobody else sat with that because he said, hey, eat. They were used to saying, somebody saying, hey, eat. Well, nobody, okay, cool. Let me show you what it says there. When he said, this is my body. Can you imagine the disciples tripping on that?
Yeah.
Now, Jesus is trying to do some more Jedi magic going on. Because he's telling me now, this bread that he's giving me is his body. I don't walk with him, I don't pray with him, I don't bathe with him. I see his body for him. Mm-hmm. What is Jesus trying to tell me about this bread? So you can see the disciples probably tripping on that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, now, Jesus, that can't be true. I'm looking at you.
You're right.
That's when communion was birthed. The whole meaning shifted. And the first thing they said was, Jesus, this Jesus must be fake. He must not be real. He must be somebody that's not the truth. When all Jesus was doing, follow me now, the Jesus you know was introduced to a Jesus you don't know.
Wow.
Glory
to God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Keep going. Keep going. Yeah. All right. Amen. Let me say that again, because I want everybody to get this. Because if you don't get it, you're going to miss it, baby. The Jesus you know, the one that you get on your knees, you cry for 15, 20 minutes at home, and he's doing for you. We're trying to show you a Jesus you ain't never met before. A whole different side of him.
Yes. Yes.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on now.
That boat Jesus that you knew was trying to introduce you to ocean Jesus.
Yes.
Trying to introduce you to a whole nother revelation. Let me explain something to you. Because all of us in here, we're on the backside revelation. So you should get this easy.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the backside revelation.
Yes.
We should understand that the bread that Jesus was offering out was his body. But the disciples, they didn't know that. You know why? They was on the front side of Revelation.
Mm. Yeah.
They were standing right in front of them.
Come on now.
Glory to
God.
Amen.
Y'all about to stay with me on this. Y'all about to say, I know everybody ain't going to make it, listen to me. They was on the front side of Revelation.
Yeah.
Jesus himself was standing in front of them.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Is Jesus not Revelation?
Yes, he is.
Some of you right now in this room is on the front side of Revelation. God is trying to show you a whole different God, and you refuse to
respond.
All right. I don't know if you're not understanding with me. When you got saved, you left the old neighborhood, and you're going to be saved, go back to the old neighborhood. What the first thing they say? You said, I know you from club days, from parties, drinking, smoking. You the same old somebody when you standing in his face, you the front side of Revelation, trying to show him a different view, a whole new view. Everybody ain't gonna get that from you too. Because the first thing your friends don't tell you, oh, you the same old joke. You ain't saved.
Yeah.
You don't know Jesus.
Yeah.
You talking to that. Jesus was trying to show them a new side of him.
Yeah.
That's all he was doing. He was like he's trying to introduce some of you. But you know, you know, you're big in the back in the old days when you get saved. They say you have to carry for holy. Jesus. Keep saying Jesus over and over and over again. As fast as you can, on the altar in your mouth turn white as mouth. And then when your mouth turns white, you only brother to get me. You got to get when you never in your need really let go. All you got to do is open up your heart and your spirit and let God in.
Amen.
We didn't know that then. Then we were present. Hey, who remember that? What you that would keep you? That's why I hated to go to church. Because if I didn't get the Holy Ghost, I wouldn't believe. They would have you on the altar for hours. Everybody in that church on Holy Ghost night was going to leave there with the Holy Ghost, or you were going to be there for 24 hours. If you ain't got it, you better take your hat. Because you ain't going home till you do.
Amen.
Jesus was trying to show them a different side of
him.
Sometimes we just go stuck in our way. We refuse to listen to anything outside of what we know to be what we need to do. It's what I gave you to the truth is the truth. Nothing else matters. You can't change it. You can tell me what you want to tell me. I don't care what you say, what it looks like. You can't change it. But when you stand here and you tell people about the goodness of God, sometimes you have to be a fool for Jesus. Sometimes you look like an absolute fool. You look so crazy. Folks don't understand you. They look like you're going to bump your head. But you stand there and you define in your belief in
Jesus.
If I just go by myself, I go.
Amen.
If I just deliver this by myself, God, send me, I go.
Amen.
If I got to get out of this boat and step out into the water because you got to give me a better thing for me, I do.
Amen.
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 Some of us take this blessing, don't know where to find it. Because of the folk and covenant that you keep.
Amen.
Yes. It's a folk around you. Every time you try to step outside the boat, they pull you back in. They don't want you to come out of your situation.
Amen.
They don't want you to sing that shit. They want you to say exactly where you at. You know why? Because they don't say what they are. Don't nothing make me madder than. Let me say madder than, because I really mean it to my heart. Then sit down and have a conversation with somebody for 25, 30 minutes and tell them everything they thought they wanted to hear from them. Everything they did not want to hear, they go home and do the same exact thing they did when they came to the house. Nothing changed. Nothing changed.
Because
God is trying to introduce them to a new God.
Yes.
That's a new side of me.
Yes.
Oh, you're not seeing it. That's it, living right. So much more.
Amen.
I can give you so much more. I can do so much more for you.
Yes.
But if you just believe all I ever did, then to you I am this being.
Yes.
Your circumstances will not change. Nothing about you will change because you stuck on your living for ideals. And it moves nobody but you.
Amen.
Amen. It don't move nobody but you. You're the only one. But let me say this about you. It takes a lifetime to get to know yourself. Some of the struggles. Everybody is making a struggle. You ain't the only one. Everybody else thinks, you know what? God will get it right this time, God, I promise.
Yeah.
Everybody just say, God, you know what, God, I just can't get it right. God, it's so hard for me, God, to do this, that, and all. God, I try to do this, God, I try. Let me tell you something about yourself.
Amen.
There's some folk in here 40, 50 years old, till they figure this out
yet.
Just a lifetime of, just a lifetime process.
Amen.
You constantly growing and changing, and you figuring stuff out about yourself as you grow. So if anybody can't take that into all the other things around you, you can be as successful as anybody in the world. You see them folks on the show, take some time, all the cats are settling. What they sitting there doing, trying to come over to settle.
Amen.
Got all the money you ever need. But when you mess up, then we think you got all the Jesus you ever need.
Come on.
When you thank you, And Jesus will ride right there with you asleep.
Right. Come on.
Thank you, Lord. Ain't no move at all, because he don't have to.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Come on, man, God.
Let me give you an example of a different ship that God made. Abraham.
Come on.
He was able.
Yeah.
Right? Before God changed his name, right? The funny thing about Abraham, it means exalted father.
Yeah.
Before he had any kids, they called it exalted father. Let me tell you what's funny about this movie. It's because God is trying to call you something too that you can't see. God is trying to call you something that you can't even see.
Amen.
That means you can't perceive it. That means it's way out the box for you. Ain't no way in the world that you can be calling me exalted father when I have no kids. And then God said, that's okay, Abraham. I'm going to change it to Abraham. And Abraham means father of many nations.
Yes.
Still with no people. Because God was trying to show him something about himself that he didn't know.
Yes.
God showed you something too.
Yeah.
You ain't no different than what Abraham was to God.
Amen.
You just have to know it yourself.
Yes.
How do you see the picture?
Yes.
Do you see it? God from that. It's the same picture.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord. Come on down. That's good.
Abraham, father of many nations. That's what God changed you to. But then sometimes God will be trying to change you, man, and your wife ain't done it. She said no. Or he said no. No. But God is still trying to change the situation. Thank God for Abraham, he had to hide. I love to say that. Sorry. For you all. Get this girl. She said, if you shift and change it, I am too.
Right.
The whole house changed. Then the baby was born.
Yes.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I know a lot of folks ain't going to get that. But that's fine. A whole lot of folks, I know a whole lot of folks ain't gonna get that. But let me tell you something. When they lined up and changed together, the blessing came.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Praise God. See, don't take for one of y'all to get it from heaven.
Yeah.
You don't take for one of y'all to get it. The other one that's up there.
Amen.
Both of y'all ain't gotta get it.
Yes.
It don't take for one of y'all to get it. The other one that's okay, baby. If you still have God told you, I'm okay. Change my name to God.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jacob.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God.
Trickster.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Change his name to Israel.
Mm.
How can you walk around your whole life being a trick? And God still sees something in you.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's right.
But God literally changed his name to Israel.
Yeah.
Which means prince. That's him. That blessed me because God will set you up for a blessing and you don't even know.
Amen.
It ain't nothing worse. Let me say this because I want you to understand it. It ain't nothing worse than God to be trying to show you a different side of him and you too stubborn to see it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm talking about growth, shame, paralysis. That's incredible. People sit around and they would not accept this. Because you know what? They stuck in their way.
Amen.
That's why the military won't take you but Sunday.
Yeah.
Military won't want an old fool.
Amen.
The military won't want an old fool. Folk come to church from different churches with different ideologies.
Yeah.
And they think everybody's
Because every time, I don't care what nobody say, every time I see 1 Corinthians chapter 11, I think about community.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But God completely changed communion when he said, this is my body. It changed from Passover to communion. In one sentence, it changed. We walk around and tripping like it's so much different for us, and it's something different that God has for us, but God has the same thing for us. He has the same thing. No, it ain't that different what God got for me and you. He might want to use us in a different way, but it's the same thing. See, the reason why, let me say this before I move on. Let me say this right quick. See, the reason why single women can't stay married, look at your neighbor, is that, and this is a, look at the neighbor. And this right here, this is off the record. It's for free. I ain't gonna charge you that boy. He had to come up with them all for this money. This is free information. I passed it along free. The reason why single women, after they get married, have a problem staying married. Because they take their singleness into a marriage.
That's right.
They can't say that. I was single before I met you. I fell in love with you. I married you, and I never changed the way that I was. I'm not saying that. I still did my same thing. Ain't that changed? I'm just your wife now with a single mentality. Woo. So the marriage can't work. If you can't hold on to that, because I'm used to being single. I'm used to coming in when I want to, going out when I want to, and got to say that to you about it. That's a single mentality. It's hard to stay married with a single mentality. Now, God, I ain't gonna leave y'all. That was just for women. Let me do a little something for me. The reason why single men can't stay married. I'm kind of old. The reason why single men can't stay married, because they take a lustful affair mentality into their marriage. I think that. You go into your marriage with this lustful affair as a family.
Wow.
Come on now.
So you can never get yourself together because as soon as your wife don't live up to that fantasy you have, you get bored.
Ooh, yeah.
You worry about the living and stuff that you worry about God will move for you.
Jesus.
I didn't say he moved the world. He moved a continent 2 feet closer to his borders.
Come on.
That's
good.
Oh, man. That's incredible.
Amen.
That's the kind of God we serve.
Yes, sir.
He moved a continent at his will, and you worry about him moving smoking even out of your life. You got a problem with that whole of the spirit that you walk around with,
yes,
that God ain't moving. God, you can't move this. God, I've been having this for years. I've been walking around in this super for years. God can do anything you want to do, whatever you want to do.
Amen.
You know what happened though? The earth lined up for God. When God said move, it moved. We won't line up and move when it doesn't move.
That's right.
Amen.
That's part of our problem. Because God said move, I have to give that. That ain't God. That ain't God. That's Charles. That ain't God. God ain't got nothing to do with that. That ain't God. But God told me to tell you this morning, what's in your future is greater than what was in your past.
Amen.
Amen. What's in your future is so much greater than what was in your past.
Yeah.
All you have to do is receive it. God, I got some great things for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Just learn and move what I've been moving. It don't take a whole lot. It do take a whole lot for some people. Because we got out of the boat ideas.
Yes.
And we refuse to step outside
yes.
the boat.
Yes.
It won't work for us unless we come outside of the boat.
Amen.
See, the thing that made Peter so such a valid man that he was that he listened. And he was willing to forsake everything he knew to be true.
Amen.
How many of you right there today, if God was trying to show you a different side of him, would be willing to forsake everything you knew about that?
Amen.
You know how different that people don't know?
Yes.
You know why? Because we're stuck in our way.
Amen.
You know why? Because we believe what we believe.
Mm-hmm.
We know that God we see, we say he's bigger than all this and all that, but we just don't live it out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know to this full extent. Because we couldn't even handle it. So we walk around here faking like we got it all, but we really don't have none of it.
Come on.
Got to be holy in church, got to be saved in here, but a full mess when I get out.
Come on.
I don't care what it looks like, your future is greater than your past.
Amen.
I don't care. All things work together for those of them who love him and who are called according to his purpose. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how many years you've been trying to move. I don't care how many years you've been fighting. I don't care about none of that. What I do know is that Jesus Christ will change your life if you let him.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Will change your life
if you let.
If you let. Glory to God. Amen. Let me say this.
Yes.
And then I'm gonna give it over. God wants all of his people to know him in his book. He died for you. One thing I tell my wife, and my wife laughs about sometimes. That's incredible to me. They got a saying. They say that if you want something done right, y'all finish before
me. Yeah.
God wanted it done right. So he sent himself.
Come on, man.
trusting you this time. But I am going to do it because I love you unconditionally and I want you to make it. I'm going to go myself.
Amen.
I'm going to take off my business. I'm going to step into the earth realm and I'm going to take a big down for you.
Because
I can't fuck none of you.
Get plugged in with more powerful messages, DVDs, books, or downloads, please see us at fpmatlanta.org. If you would like to come visit us at one of our Sunday services, we're located 2697 Clinton Road in Decatur, Georgia. And remember, just as Jesus said, go away and sin no more.